talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. There is a housing crisis imminent, a lot more imminent than you think. And I'm not talking about the usual trite talking points of politicians who go around saying we have a housing crisis. I'm not talking about that. The eviction moratorium expires tomorrow. The federal eviction moratorium expires tomorrow. Tomorrow, there are 3.8 million people in this country who could be evicted, who are in arrears on their rent, their mortgages, or any, or whatever. 3.8 million people. What do you do about it? On the one hand, there are some large landlords, but there are some small landlords. There are landlords that have fourplexes, two fourplexes, a couple of eightplexes, a couple of side-by-sides. You know, I mean, there are small landlords. Property taxes have to be paid. Water bill has to be paid. Electricity has to be paid. There has to be maintenance. There are codes, virtually every city. Plumbing, electrical, has to be up to snuff. All costs money. The landlord pays for it. That's why he gets rent. He makes a profit by what he has north of his rent or north of his expenses. He keeps his profit, and that's the way our system works. So you can't just say forever, no one has to pay any more rent. And by the way, landlords, you're going to continue to maintain the plumbing, the electrical, pay the property taxes, eat the depreciation. You know, paint it, put a new roof on it, whatever it needs, at your expense. So in COVID relief, there was money put aside for people who can't pay their rent or their mortgage for this relief to pay for it. The problem with that is a very small amount of that has so far gone out to a very small percentage to landlords. And you can't have 3.8 million people suddenly out on the street. Part of the problem is, and I have talked to one landlord, a small one, who basically owned one house down in Rockford, Illinois, rented it out. He had a problem tenant, wouldn't pay. And then he sent him the paperwork to put in for rental assistance, and the guy wouldn't fill it out. Said, why should I do that? The hell with you. There's a moratorium. So you don't have the cooperation of some bad tenants, but most of them are not bad tenants. They're human beings and they're good people. And I'll tell you, in a civilized society, you can't have 3.8 million people out on the street. A lot of them kids, homeless kids then, trying to go to school. Did you know that there's a fairly, I think, significant homeless population in Milwaukee of kids in school? How do you go to school when you're homeless? What school do you go to? Where's your home? You have no home. You have no supplies, you have no computer, you have nothing. This is a very sad thing. This cannot be permitted in our society. So what is the solution? We have a very prominent politician in Milwaukee who gave a personal interview about how his family was evicted when he was something like, I don't know, 12 years old, 10 years old. He and his mom and his brothers and sisters come back and their furniture is on the front lawn and it's padlocked and they can't go in. And he started to cry and walked away. It's unbelievably sad. And there are societies in India, actually in parts of Mexico City, where you have people. I lived in Mexico City when I was a kid. I did the second and third grade down there while my father was doing research for his dissertation. And terrific country, terrific city. This is a long time ago. There were families living on garbage heaps. There are these huge garbage heaps, and they'd set a tent on them. You don't want that in this country. You do not want that in this country. You don't want people coming up when you stop at a traffic light and sticking a hand through the window begging for money, you don't want that. What part of the reason for a social network is simply is to help human beings, but a small part of it is also that we do not have to have that kind of a society visually right in front of us. So what do we do? It expires tomorrow. On Monday, you know, Sunday's a holiday, so on Monday, landlords can go in. Some will, and evict these people. Joe Biden has asked the Congress to extend it for 3 months. And there are discussions in place right now to extend it 1 month to September 1st. The moderates, the conservatives want that. Some people like Bernie want it extended for a lot longer. Some will say 3 months. But the problem is it expires tomorrow. Today's Friday. You know how quickly they work? They don't work very quickly, believe me. They don't work quickly at all. Some of them don't work at all, frankly. So what do you do? And then people hit Biden and they say, well, there was a Supreme Court case that, believe it or not, when the Supreme Court was 5-4, Kavanaugh voted with the liberals. Kavanaugh, to make it 5-4, that sustained the moratorium on the evictions, because under the Constitution, it's not at all clear. It's certainly arguable, but not at all clear that the Congress can just say, hey, you don't have to pay your rent and you get to stay in your house, in your apartment. But what they said was, all right, it expires July 31st and it was done by executive order. Well, we don't think that's the right thing to do. So Congress had better extend it after January 31st. So people say to Joe Biden, extended by executive order, the U.S. Supreme Court, 5-4, has said he can't. Said he can't. Said Congress has to do it. We have the majority. We have the majority. Moscow Mitch will filibuster it. And what's Manchin going to do? No, we're not going to override the filibuster on this one. How many people are going to get evicted in West Virginia? Quite a few. Quite a few. So this is all under discussion. And they will talk till they're blue in the face, windbags, a lot of windbags, blue in the face. That's what they'll do. And then they hit Biden. They say, well, Biden, you read that Supreme Court opinion, or your staff did. You knew Congress had to do something. They haven't done anything. You haven't asked them to do anything. Now you're asking them too late. And the truth is that the reason for the moratorium of on evictions was because of the pandemic. There's a pandemic. People many of them couldn't go to work. They lost their jobs. Remember, restaurants were subsisting on takeout. And this is some states then let you take out booze, but many didn't. And they make a lot of their money on booze. So they had to lay a lot of people off. So how are you going to pay? Well, once the vaccine came along and everybody thought, well, we're golden now. We're sailing along. So I don't have to worry about it. Plenty of jobs. And then the variant comes in, the Delta variant. 83% of the cases in the country now are the Delta variant. Very transmissible, very vicious. So far, the vaccines have stood up, but there are a lot of nuts who won't do it. About 40% of the population is not vaccinated. And something like 4/5 of them will never get vaccinated. They all go, well, it's my personal liberty. Baloney. You don't have the personal liberty to infect me. Let's put it that way. You see what I'm saying? You can have the personal liberty to infect yourself. Like if you don't want bypass surgery and die, go ahead, that's you. But if you have, you know, if you won't take what? Polio vaccine, smallpox vaccine? No way, Jack. You're not gonna hang around with people who have been vaccinated. The reason why they get away with it here is because it is silent. So a lot of people get it and it doesn't look all that bad. They don't have facial distortions, physical distortions. If it resulted in boils on their face like the plague in the 14th century, people would walk around with guns making them get the vaccine. People are very vain about their appearance. But once it's just internal and what the heck, a few blood clots in your organs, you don't know, you don't believe it anyway. They let them get away with it. But what the Biden administration and the rest obviously couldn't foresee is that so many nuts wouldn't get vaccinated, the vaccine could mutate in this playground of 40% of the people, which is a plenty. You know, we don't have herd immunity. You got to get up to 75% or 80% to get to herd immunity, to cut down on the playground that the virus can play around and mutate. But when it's 40% of the population, plenty of room for the virus to mutate. It's going to mutate again. There's another one. They call it the beta virus now. There are going to be viruses. They're going to blow through these vaccines. They're going to have to do vaccines constantly because we have the Republican Party, quite frankly, most of the leadership making fun of masks, going to court to stop masks. Voss goes to court to stop masks. And all of this results in the fact that then a lot of people can't pay their rent, can't pay their mortgage, and they can get evicted after tomorrow. So when I talk about a housing crisis, I mean it. I mean it. I mean tomorrow, mañana, okay? That's the housing crisis. 3.8 million people. 3.8 million people. A lot of them are going to be out on the street. And what are they going to do? You know, at some point, if you have too many out on the street, they're going to show up at your house and say, I'm sleeping in the living room, and you're not going to like it. And obviously, that's a long way off. But the government can't, build housing for 3.8 million? The easiest way to do it is extend the moratorium and get the money to the landlords. Get it to the landlords so they can pay their property taxes and maintain their buildings. Tomorrow, it expires. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.